There is an old proverb. It reads, "May you live in interesting times." For the past week or so, that has been one hell of an understatement. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalegi.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. A big hour planned. Kate James comes back to the show. It's been a while. Kate will stop by. We will talk about the dirtiest places in your house. Get ready to be disgusted and get ready to want to move. Later this hour, we will talk to friend of the program, Brooke Shields. We'll see what Brooke is up to. Brooke has joined us before. She had a terrific book out about the relationship between her and her mom. Contentious at times, loving at times. We'll see what's going on in the life of Brooke Shields. Also, in other hours of the show this week, celebs all over the place. Another full hour with Jackie the Joke Man Martling. Jackie's going to stop by. We'll have some more fun with him. And later on, also, we will talk to Richard Lewis and Dave Davies of the Kinks. And also, we'll have our regular features from Mark Leonard and Adam Walsky. Well, we start things off this hour with, there's a guy I know, does some really interesting stuff. He lives in New Jersey, and he has this thing going, it's called New Jersey 565. He goes out and he records iconic sounds from every single one of the 565 towns in New Jersey. It's a really neat thing. So, I want to kind of take a kind of a page from that. And I want to introduce my own sound today. I'm from New Jersey, so this is not New York, not Philadelphia. I'm proud that it's a New Jersey sound, and here it is. It is the locking door. You know the one I'm talking about, like when you're in a warehouse or maybe a studio somewhere, and it has that big bar on it, and you push it, and so you get to go out, and then all of a sudden it'll close behind you, it will make that noise, and you can't come back in once you decide to leave. Interesting. Kind of reminds me about what was going on this week pertaining to this show. If you are a frequent listener to the show, you know that I have had a co-host for the past 11 months or so. Now, I chose this person, went to the network, and said, put this person's name on this show. That person is no longer a part of the show. I found out that the person had arranged to do some co-hosting on another show, a local show, not a national show, but I was told about it after the fact. After it was already scheduled to happen, and for the first time at least, it was going to happen when we were already scheduled to record interviews and record bits for this show. Now, if you've listened to this show for the past 2 years, I think it's pretty apparent that I work incredibly hard to make this show sound the way it does. The idea was to create a unique sound for this show, something that is lacking in talk radio today, and I think that I've succeeded with that. And I know that the network agrees with me, and I think the affiliates would all agree as well. The idea was to create a brand, and this person that I brought in to be the co-host was a part of that brand. I guess that didn't matter. And as I kind of tried to figure out what happened here over the last week or so, it's never a good thing when you ask three different people the same question and you get three different answers. I have no time for that. So this show moves on with some pretty big plans in place that as time goes by, you will learn more about. If it is anyone's choice to go from talking to movie stars and musicians, national news personalities, Washington power players, etc., doing some really fun stuff on a show, to instead preferring to take calls from Floyd and Mayberry to find out how long he had to stand in line to renew his driver's license, I simply cannot explain that. What I do know is that this show moves on with new voices and the continued quest to be one of the best sounding talk shows on radio and every digital platform you can think of. And that's it. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalegi.
America Weekend!
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad? His unorthodox delivery, spotty control, and awesome mullet earned him the nickname Wild Thing. He was a tough reliever who surrendered Joe Carter's dramatic homer that ended the 1993 World Series.
Well hit down the left field line, way back and gone!
So where is Mitch Williams now? Mitch ran a bar at a bowling alley outside Philly and managed the minor league Atlantic City Surfs. In 2007, he embarked on a broadcasting career. Mitch was also with Fox before landing on the MLB Network. And he's the owner of Wild Thing Southpaw Salsa. Mitch Williams, still milking the Wild Thing. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Think green.
Harrison with you. New research suggests taking more B vitamins than the recommended daily allowance, and that can improve heart health and symptoms of depression, also working to improve energy levels and brain function. Natural News reports all B vitamins work together in a synergistic way. So if you don't have enough of one type of B vitamin, the other kinds simply won't be able to do their job. The biggest culprit? Stress. Whether it's emotional, like chronic anxiety, or physical, like surgery, stress brutally depletes B vitamins from the body. But there is an easy home solution. Lots of fresh fruit and vegetables. Choose organic and locally grown produce whenever possible while avoiding overcooked food, which destroys vitamin content. And eat more foods that are naturally filled with B vitamins, including oats, avocado, salmon, and Brazil nuts. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.